Okay, it's very exciting for me to restart the Shir Daf Yomi. I apologize the past few months. I was not able to continue giving the Shir, but hopefully now through Maseches Pesachim, at least for sure, I hope to be consistent in giving the daily Daf and hopefully learning together Maseches Pesachim with everyone here. So, just words of introduction into Maseches Pesachim. We know that Maseches Pesachim in the Lashon, actually, Pesachim sounds like multiple Pesach. Pesach would be Maseches Pesach would be in the singular. It's Maseches Pesachim. But we know that there are other Maseches like Maseches Yuma, Maseches Sukkah, those are in the singular. So how come Maseches Pesachim is Dafka written in the plural as opposed to the general rule, which seems to be that we would write it in the singular? So Tosfos Yom Tov give an answer. He says that really there's two Pesachims. We know that there's the Korban Pesach for those who bring it in the normal stage on the Yadal Nisan. However, if you missed it, your Darach Chokah, your Tameh, whatever the reason is going to be, we're going to get into that in this Masechta, then you have Pesach Sheni. So there actually are two Pesachim, that's why it's called Maseches Pesachim. The Meiri has another interesting explanation. The Meiri is a Rishon. Maybe we should go with him first. He's first in chronological order. He says there's two fundamental different halachas. Pesach Rishon is really the first four prakim of this Masechta, Maseches Pesachim. That has to do with the Isra Chametz and the Mitzvah Matzah, etc., etc. Then you have the Dinim of Korban Pesach, which is going to be the next five prakim. Why Arvei Pesachim is last? He actually says that was a later addition. Okay, so that's either way, that's why he explains there is Masechta Pesachim. Now, it's also interesting to note that we call it Maseches Pesachim, yet in the Torah it's called Chag HaMatzos, right? So how come why do we call it Masechta Pesachim? Why do we call it the Maseches Pesachim and not Masechta Chag HaMatzos as it is written in the Torah? And why do we do the opposite? There's a famous, beautiful idea from Rav Levi Yitzchak Mevarditchev that he says that we praise Hashem and Hashem praises us based on the Gemara in Brachos. We know the Gemara says that Hashem wears tefillin. And his tefillin says, Mikam Chai Yisrael. He's praising himself through our praise, through Mikam Chai Yisrael. Who is like my special nation, Klal Yisrael? And what does our tefillin say? We both kind of praise each other, it's reciprocal. So too over here, when it comes to Pesachim, what are we thinking, Hashem, for Pesach, for jumping over and going over, passing over the Bechorim of Klal Yisrael and only killing in Malchus Bechoros, the Bechorim of the Mitzrim. So we're praising Hashem, and Hashem is praising us through calling it Chag HaMatzos. The Torah calls it Chag HaMatzos because He's praising us. That's the mitzvah that we do, that we went out in the, right, Be'erez Rozerua, we went out in the Lechta Charab and Midbar, we went in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the day, we had nothing left, nothing to eat, even the matzahs, right? That's why we had the matzah in the first place. So Hashem is praising us for that special mitzvah that we've done and that emunah that we had in Him. And it's a very beautiful idea. This actually has a nafka min halacha l'maisa potentially. The Chashuch HaGemet quotes Rav Yashiv that says, what if you actually, we call it Chag HaMatzos in davening, because that's what it's called in the Lashon of the Torah. So if you say es Chag HaMatzos, what if you actually say Chag HaPesach HaZeh? So Rav Yashiv actually thinks maybe one shetaina that you should be yotze. It's a shayla ne'achronim, but a very interesting nafka mina. And one or two more things to end off the introduction is the Torah tells us that there are actually more mitzvahs associated with the mitzvah of the Chag of Pesach more than any other Chag by far. The Rambam's count, there are three essays and five los essays with regards to the actual Chag itself, with like Bar Yirah, by Matzah, we're going to see which lavim about Chametz, etc. And Korban Pesach, there's four mitzvahs essay and 12 los essays. There are 24 mitzvahs that are associated with this Chag. That is a large amount, and compared to other Chagim, there's nothing that even gets even really close. The famous Ramban we know that says that so many mitzvahs like Tefillin and Shabbos and Kiddush are all Zeichel Yetzias Yisrael, because we know how fundamentally to our belief in Yiddishkeit, we believe that Hashem's taking us out of Mitzrayim is really a fundamental part of our emuna. It said that Hashem introduced us in the first Dibra of Asher Hotzisicha Meretz Yisrael, not Ha'oseh Shemayim V'aretz, not I created the world, rather Asher Hotzisicha Meretz Yisrael. It's critical to our emuna. It seems to be the foundation of our emuna, this idea of Chag HaPesach Meretz Hashem. When we learn this, we'll have the strength of emuna as well in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, just an introduction to Chametz. We know that Chametz has to be made of the five grains, that is the wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. In not that order, always remember the good mnemonic was browse, so that would be barley, rye, oats, wheat, and spelt. That's not the order of the Mishnah, but either way, that's the five grains that which it's going to become chametz, and also going to be, conversely, if you have it within 18 minutes and made proper with all the dinim we'll get to later, those are going to be the mitzvah of matzah as well. So there's also an Isser Daraisa we know to eat Pesach. From the 15th and on, that's going to be an Isser Kares. On the 14th already, Erev Pesach, that is the Shaila from Chatzos and onward, what exactly that is. Gemara's going to discuss it. We'll see that Gemara. It's definitely maybe a Lav, maybe an Isser Aseh, whatever it is. And we also know there's an Isser of Bayamatzah, not even just eating it, but also just having it in your possession. That's another Isser Daraisa. potentially two in the count. The Rambam says the count as two by Rabbi Matzah. And we have the positive mitzvah, Hashpasa, Tashbisu, so Ach B'Yom Arishon, Tashbisu, Se'or, B'Batechem, on the first day, which the Gemara is going to learn out. We're going to see this Gemara, that is going to be the mitzvah of getting rid of your chametz. Okay, so with that, we have the mitzvahs and the los assays, and now we are ready to start the Mishnah. The Mishnah starts off, Or La'abar, Sarbotskin, as a chametz, Or Anates, the night of the fourth, well, Or is going to be a Shaila. We're going to spend the whole first daf and the beginning of the next daf as well. I think 15 suggestions we're going to have. What does Or mean? Is back and forth. If Or means the night or the daytime, so we'll just leave it as Or. The maskana, obviously, we know is going to be the night of the 14th. So, but that is the Shaila and the Gemara for the first daf and a little bit of the next amud as well. So that's the night of the 14th. Botkin as a chametz or aner. Just give one chassidish Torah, the famous idea for the bnei chasar, beautiful idea. He says that what is Or? It's a remez. Or the bar as a chametz or aner is referring to a person who's becoming 13. We have 13 or your chayiv and mitzvahs. So the idea is over there that a person when he starts his years 13. When he's going to come to our mitzvah, a person has to be careful to check his own chametz, to check his yetzer hara, to check all his mitzvahs, and to continue looking and doing the path of looking into inner self, what exactly he has to do wrong, what exactly he has to do right. Okay, either way, but literally it means that we search for the chametz by be'es l'or haner, with the light of a candle. Light of a candle. So Rashi says, why do we do this? Shaloya vorla b'bayi ra'i o b'bayi matzah, that in order a person should not be over the isra d'raisa, in order the isra d'raisa of b'bayi ra'i and b'bayi matzah, that he shouldn't, if he finds the chametz in possession, he's going to be over the isra d'raisa. So that is a shaila. Tosfos asks the question, what do you mean? That all you need is bitul ba'al masagi, the Gemara says. Bitul ba'al masagi, so why, if you didn't do bedika, why exactly is that in going to be the violation of an isra d'raisa, according to Rashi? It should just be also an isra d'rabanan. So basically, to answer this, we should also note that there's going to be basically three different dinim that interlink with each other throughout the entire parak, with regards to how we get rid of chametz. Two of them are definitely going to be midrabanan, but that's the whole shaila, is one of them might be daraisa. That's in fact what the Ran is going to say. We know that there's three ways to get rid of your chametz. The first time we do bedika, that's the first thing that we do. That's bodkin and chametz, that's Rashi over here. Then we also have bitl, that's what Tosfos is referring to, that's what we're going to see. There's also another thing that we do that you get rid of, you say it's like hefker kara, it's like going to be like ownerless, like the dust of the earth, that's what you say as well. And then the third thing we do is srefa. Srefa's chametz, actually physically getting rid of it. Those three things are going to, how they work with each other, it's exactly going to be shaila. Over here, the Ran answers for Rashi that either bedika, a famous Ran, either bedika or the bitl, if you do one of them, that is going to be yotzer mitzvah d'oraisa. So Rashi is discussing over a case of here, a bodkin, where you did not necessarily do bitl yet. If you didn't do bitl yet, then a person would in fact be over the iser d'oraisa of having chametz. If you didn't do bitl, because then you're going to find it. Tosos give the suggestion of, no, maybe that this is in a chanami, this is an iser d'rabanan, and we're afraid that you're going to come to eat it. Even if you did bitl, you say that's like ownerless, so you're going to see that your ownerless thing in your house. Let's see, you don't do bedika, so you see a little piece of Cheerios that looks delicious. You're going to eat it off the ground, you're going to eat it off the floor and say, oh, this is yummy, and you're going to eat it. So then we're going to come to want it. So either way, you're going to be, revert that decision that you had to make it ownerless by eating it. So therefore, then be over iser d'raisa, iser karis potentially by accident. So that's why you have the iser either way. There actually are nafkamis for that. We're not going to get into now what the difference is halach lamaisa between the Rashi and the Tosfos are. Okay, so now continuing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that kol makom she'ein machnisin bo chametz ein tzarich bedika, that any place which chametz is not brought, you don't have to require searching. What would I have thought? Obviously, so the Achron explainer Rav Yosef explains, you may have thought it was a little plug, kamash mulan, that anywhere, we don't make you search the entire house, and the stam just check everywhere. If you know that there's a place, obviously if you have little children, things probably all get changed, that's what we're going to see, but lemaisa, if there's a place where you know 100% no one brings chametz to the top of your bookcase, no one ever brings it on top of the bookcase chametz over there, then you would not require to search that area. Armus, when instance the Chachamim say Shtei Shiruos B'Martif, the Gemara is going to discuss what is this going on. But Lameis, we're talking about over here, we have two rows of a wine cellar, you have to check it. If there's a wine cellar, you don't usually bring chametz, so the Gemara is going to discuss exactly Malkum Shemanichas and Chametz. We're talking over there, if you have the waiter who sometimes will actually bring into the, if he needs something, he's eating his pita, and he walks into the, for the meal, he needs to bring in salt or whatever he's going to bring in over here, is the actual, the martif, is we're talking about the cellars, you're getting more wine in the meal, so either way, there's a place that you might actually bring chametz. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss this more at length, and the Hamsheikh, and then the Mishnah continues, Bechame Omrim, Shtesh Martif, Bishamai says you have two rows, the entire front, the wine cellar has to be searched. The two outer rows, which are the top of the rows, exactly what is that? Going to be machlokas in the Gemara. We're going to see the two shitas about what exactly shitas Bishamai and Basila, what the machlokas is. Bejan, we'll get to that in the Hamshach. Okay, now we mentioned this entire daf is going to be discussing rayas back and forth for the what is exactly is or. So now we're going to ask, my or, what exactly is the meaning of or in our Mishnah? Ravuna wants to taina Amar Nagi. Ravuna says that it's talking about light. Yehuda says it's Leila. Rav Yehuda says it's talking about Not light, rather what rhymes with light is night, with the nighttime. That's referring to Laila is nighttime. So the Gemara explains, Kasalka Daitach, that it seemed from the Havamina demand Amar Negida, the one who says that it's light is Negi Mamish, is referring to the daytime. Yeah, isn't that what Negi means? Negi clearly means light. What is the Kasalka Daitach? All you would think that Rav Huna means that it's talking about the daytime. Obviously Rav Huna thinks it's talking about the daytime. What's the Shiloh over here? So the Rabbeinu David, one of the very important commentaries, I'm going to probably quote him a few times, a lot of times in this Masechta, he says that you would think maybe Rav Huna meant that he was using it as Lashon Sagi Nahor. There was a euphemism that he was referring to Nagi, but there's no Machlokas. Rav Huna really is not arguing on Rav Yehuda, and they both say it means nighttime. No, really, Rav Huna actually does mean that it is referring to daytime as opposed to nighttime. He is arguing, in fact, that Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, the one who says that it's nighttime, Laila Mamish is actually referring to real nighttime. Rashi has a problem with this Girsa, again, because obviously, if referring to Laila, there's no euphemism. Laila is, there's no Lashon Sagi Nahor, so obviously, that is referring to nighttime, so that actually is not happy with the Girsa. Whatever, we have the Girsa of that you say nighttime refers to nighttime, the devil refers to nighttime. Again, so the Gemara is now going to make a Shaila, 15 different rayas, if I'm mistaken, is the exact number, about how many rayas back and forth. Now, the Gemara is going to start with Psukim, Mesive, Haboker Orv Anashim Shulchu. This is a reference to the Ache Yosef, when Yosef sends it back to go to Yaakov, so that in the morning they left. So so the lashon of Haboker is Or, the morning, which is Or. That's how we're understanding it right now. The morning, which is Or, is reference to Or, clearly is referring to morning. Alma, remember we see, and Or is a lashon that means day. So the Gemara says, Miksiva Or Boker, does it really mean that Or, which is the morning, it means Haboker Or Ksiv. It says the morning Or, which means Kamana Ratzafranar, that means over here, the one is saying the morning became light. Meaning that if the word Or had been written before Boker, then we could understand that it would be a noun. So then it would be telling you that Or, Dafka, means that it has to be telling you Or, which is morning. However, in the case of, we're saying a Boker is written afterwards, so then it's not necessarily going to be a noun, it could be a verb, and therefore you could say that the morning became light. That's referring to a verb. Is becoming light. Uchad Rav Yehuda Marav, and this is like Rav Yehuda Marav. What did Rav Yehuda Marav say? He says, "Rav Yehuda Marav, l'ol mikanas adam b'chitov. A person who's traveling should always go to his place that he's going to when it is chitov is lashon of the pasuk. That's a play on words in lashon of the pasuk. V'harlo mitzah or chitov, meaning he's supposed to go in the daytime. Should stay while going out in his daytime. V'yetzah b'kisov, and he should leave in the morning when it's still daytime. Meaning, come to your place where you're going to go to the hotel before it gets dark out, and also leave in the morning before it gets dark out. Why is that? So Rashi over here says because we're afraid of Chayos and Listim, we're afraid of robbers and animals and wild animals chasing you and killing you in the middle of the night. So it's in Rashi. Rabbi Kiva Eger points that Rashi himself, Tosfos over here says it's because of the mazikin that we're going to see later on. Parak Hakodes, it's the mazikin. So that is the sheet of Rashi. Also mentions that in other places. It seems to be the chosh is really for both. In that either way, does this apply nowadays? It seems to be that we are a little bit chosh for this al yachid belayla, not going at nighttime. So that is a shaila. So the Rav Zilberstein was asked about someone wants to go vasikin at 3 o'clock in the morning. He's going to leave way before it's light out. Is that okay? So he says he gives a big tzad lekula because nowadays our roads are not pitch blackout, so we're not afraid of the necessarily maybe the bezikin are also not going to come if there's light. He's not sure about it 100%, but then he says he's mitzarf the fact that clearly it's a dvar mitzvah, so then for sure he thinks he'd be able to go out at night. So that does become a shaila. Those who are traveling, I'm sure everyone shouts around the Laura, there's a lot of room to make. So, but it is a shaila if you're leaving very very early in the morning, way before it is daytime, right before alos shachar. Now the gemara continues. Meisiv again. So we answered that it's no raya against Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara continues. Meisiv again, another kasha on Rav Yehuda from more psukim. Or boker yizrach shemesh, and like the morning, the sun is going to shine. So like the morning, the sun is going to shine. This means, and like, meaning like the sun, like the morning, the sun is going to shine. Alma or mama, we see over here that the or is reference to daytime over here as well. So the Gemara says, no, over here also, miksiv or boker doesn't mean or, which is morning. Uche or boker, ksiv, there is a vav, the uch or, the letter, the vav uche or boker is halakha by telling the following. Uche or boker balam haza, that when it's like morning, meaning when something is becoming light in this world, that something is coming like the, well, the world of darkness is still at the light. Uche or balam haza, ke'en zrich ha-shemesh la-tzadik l-rabah, just like it becomes day in this world, so too it's like something else, and that like something else over here is reference to the light that tzaddikim l'olam haba, that the light shining on the tzaddikim in the world to come. We have no asaga what it means that they're going to be so great, so lofty, so high up that they're going to have such praise in the olam haba. Okay. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara says Meisive, so again we answered for Rav Yehuda. Meisive, the Gemara has another kasha, v'yikra elokim la'or yom. Hashem called or daytime alma or yomama. We see that or is reference to daytime. Again, over here it says Or, and referring to that as yom, as day. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar, no, lemei rava karayom, that he's referring to, if something is becoming light time, coming light out, then he's calling that day. Doesn't mean that the concept of, that the day means that it's or. That or means that it's day. So the Gemara objects this. The Gemara says, elamata, but then again, when the pasuk is continued, v'lachoshach kara laila, that the fact that the the Hashem says that the pasuk is nighttime. He called darkness rather. He calls night. So then the Gemara says you can call this lamachshiv ruba kor laila. Could it possibly be that this is referring to becoming dark? You call nighttime. Only when it's actually dark out can you say that it's nighttime. Before then, you can't refer that as nighttime. That's a big shaila. What is the status before nighttime over here? The Gemara says to say that it has a halachic status of day. That is a big shaila with davening with everything. What can you do after the shkia until it says okay? That's a very big shaila. We're not getting all those shailas now, but the Gemara implies over here that for a lot of purposes until it says chavim, it has dinim of day. So the Gemara says, rather, this is what the pasuk means to say. Hashem called the light, and then he gave the commandment for that thing, meaning the light out to serve during the day. And therefore he calls the one of darkness, and he gave it the commandment of serving at nighttime. That's what we see. So the Gemara asks the Kashner of Huda. The Gemara asks, Mesive, that they ask the Kashner of Huna, halu kol kochvei or, that we should praise all the stars of or. This apparently is the stars of the nighttime. What do we see from here? Alma or is ortu. That we see that this is right the other way now for Rav Yehuda, that the or seems to refer to nighttime. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. No, we can answer this kashan Rav Huna. We can say, halu kol kochavim amerim. We should praise all the stars that are giving off light. So the Gemara says, well, that doesn't have a nice implication. So how could that be? The stars which are giving light need to praise Hashem, which are not giving light do not need to praise. That is not true. We clearly see that we should play all tzavav are all the things and all the legion, everything that's in the Shemayim. The stars, the moon, the sun, everything that's in the Shemayim, we want to praise Hashem. Not just the stars that are giving off light, rather all we know there's billions and trillions of stars that are in the world. We give praise to Hashem for creating the whole thing, the beautiful world that He gave us, not just things that are lighting up. So the Gemara says, "Allah kamash malan to or kuchavim nami orhu," that the light of the stars is in fact considered light, and therefore that is enough and it has practical difference. The Gemara says, "What are the lamai nafkamina? What are the practical halachic ramifications of this?" The Gemara says, "Lo nedim in or." Someone makes a neder lashon that he's not going to be ned from or desanya. As we learn in Braisa, the Gemara fixes it from desan to desanya that it really should be that's more like girsa. No dim. There is no mission that says this. No dim in or. Someone who takes a vow, a neder, not to benefit from or asur, but oran shokol kavin is forbidden to benefit from the light of the stars. It's a fascinating sit tel yezer. Sit tel was a kota pirkei dor belezer. We're going to remember it. Sit tel kota pirkei belezer. One of the early Tanaim. He says, the Pirkei Avos says that a person has no fire on Motzei Shabbos, he can use his hands by the light of the stars and make a Voramoya Ish, and then the citizen wants to use it as a Kol Shekin, then obviously make a Bracha on electricity. That's what he was discussing, but even the Kochavim. So Rav Avadia questions this Tzitz Eliezer, is Raya from the Pirkei Avos. He thinks that the Pirkei Avos against the Gemara over here. The Gemara asks, what's the difference if we see that there's light coming from the stars? So shouldn't the Gemara clearly bring this Nafka Mina? If the Gemara really held that you can make a Voramoya Ish on Motzei Shabbos, it's a huge Chiddush. The Gemara should mention it over here. So Rav Avadia thinks that that's incorrect. To assume one would be able to say that. It doesn't seem like that's a minhag olam at all to rely on this Tzitz Eliezer. Fascinating din, either way, about the din of being nen and of kochavim being the light. So the Gemara continues now, again, asking Kashan of Rehuda, the or means nighttime and not daytime. The Gemara says, Mesive, la or yakum rotzeach, hikatel ani vevion, v'lali yekagana. The pasuk over here is reference to Eov. Eov is talking about that during the daytime, someone, it says that or the murderer is going to come up and kill people, and then at nighttime he's going to be like a robber. So why is it, so clearly from the fact that it's referring to or, and then a reference to later is Lila, so clearly or sounds like it's a different thing. Or sounds like it's a reference to nighttime, and then the daytime is reference to, rather, sorry, during the daytime, and then since it's referenced to Lila, clearly at the Hemshif, that this is reference to clearly or as day. So again, and Rashi points out that we're talking about that during the daytime, when people are traveling, the murderer, what's he going to do? He's going to stand at the crossroads and kill him for their money. At the nighttime, he doesn't have to do that because he could just steal from them without them noticing. So that's what the pasuk is talking about. So the Gemara says, "Ham and the Kamar of Lila Yekanav." Again, for the Hemshif of pasuk, which says that at nighttime he's like a robber, fleshing out what we were just saying. The nighttime a person is like a robber, almay or zimamu. We see that or reference to daytime clearly against the shita of Rebuda. The Gemara says, "Hasim hachi Kamar." Now this is what the pasuk is saying: "Ipshita lach milsa kinhura da anafoshkas." If the guy is coming to you, he's breaking into your house, and you know that he's not coming to kill anybody. If he's clear to you that he is coming to take lives, then he's going to be a rotzeach. You have the right to kill him first. This is the whole famous sugya of the Gemara and Baba Machteres over there. When a guy is come telling into your house and he's coming to rob you, the Gemara has a whole ukimta that the Gemara says. You can assume that he's coming to kill you because he knows ein adam mamin atzmal mamona. A person does not stand by his money idly. You're not going to let someone rob your house. You're going to take your shotgun. You're going to take whatever baseball bat and get him out of your house. So clearly you're not going to just stand there. So then he knows that. He brings a gun. He's going to kill you. So then you have the right to kill him first. That's what the Gemara says over there. So this, the Gemara says that when you're allowed to kill him, only when you know for sure that he's coming to kill you. But if you're unclear, you're not sure if he's going to kill you, you should be just like a person who's just simply stealing. A ganav is not chayiv misav, and therefore you have no right to kill him. The Rashi and Tosfos both point out this is not, this case of the Gemara is not the regular case. The regular case, you are allowed to assume anyone is coming to kill you. This case is specifically talking about a father who's tunneling into his son's house. A person knows the rachmanas of the father, he would never come to kill you. So that since the father is tunneling in, he must be so destitute, whatever it is, so poor, obviously so strange, whatever it is, he's not going to come to kill the son. So since you know, since you can assume that he's not coming to kill you, you don't have to, you make this ukimta that most likely he's not coming to kill you. If you know for sure he is coming to kill you, he has the gun, he said, I'm going to kill you, then you have the right to obviously shoot him. If not, then you can assume, if it's a suffix, that the father would never come to kill you. But every regular person, you can assume, is coming to kill you. Rashi Tosfos made that the point, as the Gemara itself in Sanhedrin makes that point. Okay, the Gemara continues. Maisi, they have a question. So this pasuk again, also in Iyov, the pasuk over here is saying that the stars could come out and they're gonna nishpu, they're gonna come dimmed, and then a person is waiting a kavla or he's hoping for or he's waiting for the daytime. See, that probably means daytime. He's not, there is none, and he's talking about he's not even gonna see the rise of dawn, the blush of dawn come out. So the Gemara says another raya, but a kavla or vayin, a person is hoping for the daytime and then there is none. Alma or imama, we see that or is referenced to daytime. So the Gemara says, "Hasa milat hu dekalait Iyov al mazlei." No, the Iyov is cursing his mazel. He's cursing his luck. He's saying, "Amar yeir avadol tzibech agavel lenor al velosh kachay." Be the will of Hashem that the person should wait for light. He's not going to find the light. This mazel. He's saying, "I'm so unlucky. I hope they never." See. People get so unfortunate. A person gets so sad. Sometimes he like gives up. He starts like cursing his whole life. I'm so sad. Make it worse for me, God. Everything's terrible. Chas v'shalom. So that's what Iyov seems to be saying over here. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, that the pasuk says David HaMelech is saying only in darkness they're going to shadow me, in the nighttime they're going to or and it became or and then came around me. It sounds like the nighttime became or, so it sounds like the nighttime became day. So the Gemara says it sounds like over here that or is daytime. So the Gemara says Alma or Imavu. It sounds like over here or is daytime. So the Gemara says, David, this is what David meant to say. I thought only darkness is going to be with me in the Olam Haba, because this is referring to the sin of Bathsheba, Rashi points out. With Bathsheba, David sinned, and it was Znus, and a whole Shaila, how did he get out? The Gemara in Shabbos we saw discussed this. Shudom Elayom, that's a reference to day, Akshav Olam Haza. However, now in this world, Shudom Elayla, or Badini, even our light around me. What is the reference to? But Rashi points out, there's also a reference to the episode when it came to that even Hashem was Hashem said that to David he was forgiven. Natan told David that he was forgiven. Not only that, when the Beis Hamikdash was going to be inaugurated and the Sharm closed one another, and Shlomo Melech was saying all the tefillos and everything to open the Sharm, nothing was working. He said, Laman David. Then they opened up. At that point, the Gemara Moed Katan tells us that David's, all of his oivim, all of his enemies realized that David had been forgiven. He says, even in this world, everyone saw that, and in Kol Shekinah Olam Haba, I'm going to be forgiven. That's what David was saying in the pasuk. So again, no raya, if is that or is reference to light time. So the Gemara now says, Meisi Vei. Now we're done seemingly at this point with the Tanakh. Now we're going to go from the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah, we're going to see this Hamshach, the Mishnah on Daf Yud. And where it's going to say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Botkin or la Arbasar, person checks the night of the 14th, and Arbasar Shachas, in the morning of the 14th, Uvashasabir, and also the time where you're supposed to be burning it, or getting rid of it. Well, that's about beer, is going to see what exactly, how you burn it, so how you get rid of it, we know that's custom to be burning. Okay. Medigam Rabbi Yehuda, Botkin or Arbasar Shachas, Alma or Ortu, so we see that Rabbi Yehuda says that you check the 14th, and also the night of the 14th, and the morning of the 14th, clearly the time before that is going to refer to the night of the 14th. So Moreh says, in fact, Shema Minah, that is a good proof. We see from here in the Mishnah, in Daf Yud, Rabbi Yehuda clearly is a reference to or. So then why does the Gemara have to bring this whole next half of the Amud, and the top of Daf Gimel is going to mention more Rayas? Didn't we clearly knock it out? So Rabbeinu David over here says that this isn't enough, because you could just say that over there, Rav Huna is going to agree that sometimes or is a Lashon Saginar, which is a Lashon euphemism, and sometimes reference to nighttime. So over there on Daf Yud, that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant clearly at nighttime. But maybe over here on Daf Beis, Rabbi Yehuda meant a different kavana, and or really meant daytime. It didn't mean a lashon sagan. All right, so therefore we don't have a raya against Rav Huna yet. So the Gemara now says, Meisi Vei, with another kasha from the Braisim, Imasay Arbasar Asar Basias Malacha. From when is it Asar on the 14th of Nisan to do work? The Shalad Rishonim. Does someone want to say that maybe it's the Shalad Daraisa Tosos after Chatzos? This was only before Chatzos, okay? That's all Shalad Alacha Basis also is what we hold. Lamaisa. We'll just assume Erev Pesach that there's a minog not to do malacha. So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Me'or Meshasa Or, from the time of Or. So over here, we're going to see what that time means. Rabbi Yehuda says it's Mishas and Nizachamer from the time of sunrise. So the Gemara says Amar the Blazer Ben Yaakov V'chayetik Amatzino. So this hemshich of this price that continued. Where do we find that it's possible that Shemiktasu Aser Basias Malacha Miktasu Mutar Basias Malacha? That's such a concept that part of the day is Aser Basias Malacha. You can't do any work, and part of the day you can. Where you just turn on a switch, and then all of a sudden, at some point during the day, it's going to be Aser. So the Gemara says Amar Lei. So who Aser Meachiach? The day itself, the 14th, it's broken up. How do we know that Shemiktasu Basias Chametz? You're allowed to eat the whole morning. You're allowed to eat chametz. Not only that, it's going to be a key mitzvah of tashbisa. We're going to see that's a shayla. Get rid of your chametz. That's a form of getting rid of your chametz. You're making a mitzvah by doing that. And then the hemshech of the day is an isur deraisa. Mitzvah also becholas chametz. Getting rid of it then is going to be from chatzos and an isur deraisa of having your chametz. So the Gemara says, so then therefore, Mita Amar, so now the Gemara, so that was all the Braisa. So the Gemara now says, what can we learn from the Braisa? Mita Amar Rabbi Yehuda B'Shas HaNesachama, since Rabbi Yehuda says that work is usher from the time of sunrise, what do we see? That Amma or the Amar Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov or to, it must be that the or of Lazar referring to is reference tonight that we see over here of Lazar clearly distinguishing Rabbi Yehuda, therefore Rabbi Yehuda prohibits working during the daytime. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov must have meant that it meant the nighttime. According to Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, they were assuming there that the end of the 13th, there's an Isra Malacha already from the beginning of the 14th. So the Gemara, in this Havmina, the Gemara says, no, lo, maybe Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov means my or Amud HaShachar. He disagrees, not Nesachama, he meant that Amud HaShachar from the beginning of the daytime, that's when it becomes Asr. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, that he meant from the daybreak, the beginning of daybreak, of dawn, so the Gemara says, Ihachi, Dikamar Leit, then when Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov's response to him doesn't really make so much sense if he's referring to daytime. So, because he asked the kasha, what was his reference to? Heichan Matzina Yom Shemiktos Mutar Basias Malacha Miktos Aser Basias Malacha. So, if Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov was talking, and he says, "Where do we find that a day, which part of the day is Aser Malacha and part of it is Mutar?" So, Nema Iyolanashi, let him say it to himself, meaning that he asked the shita on him, Ha Ikalela the Kashari, that night of the 14th, when Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov is saying that it's Mutar doing work. And he's saying that it's usher during the daytime. How could he make the chiluk between night and day? Again, the Gemara is assuming that how could Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov mean nighttime according to this day? Because if he's referenced to night, or if he's referenced to morning, it seems to be a kasha over here from the nighttime, that the nighttime it's mutter basias malacha, and the daytime is not usher basias malacha. So again, that's what we're assuming, the nighttime is mutter, so you're dividing the day itself also. The nighttime is going to be mutter basias malacha, and the daytime is usher. So the Gemara defends its answer. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov hachi kamar. This is Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov meant to say, Bishlo lamedidi, that I understand my shita, ashkechanat the kapalgir Rabbanan ben Yamam alelelel. We find that Rabbanan make a chilek between day and night. This, the, well, shayla over here again, the sign here is the snan. The sign of Gabi Tainis Tzibur, we see by fasting, that we see that there's a chilek between halacha lamaisa, between the night and the day. Ad masay ocha vashose, until when a person can eat before the fast time, ad shalom adashakar, until the morning, the beginning of the daytime. When Amud HaShachar is the beginning of light of dawn. So Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, that's Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov. But Shimon Omer, Ad Karnos HaGever, so the Rabbi says, until the rooster crows, seems a different time that we're assuming that's at the time. So we see, according to Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, that there is a chiluk on halachas derabanan, that the night before a fast, you're allowed to eat, and the day before, and the day of the fast, you're not allowed to eat. So there's a chiluk, even though it's the same day, it's the same, let's say, we're going to come with Aser B'Tavis. So the night of Aser B'Tavis, you're allowed to eat. The day you're not allowed to eat, there's actually a fascinating shayla of Moshe, just quickly. Rav Moshe says, we see from over here that fundamentally, it seems like the fast starts by daytime. For the fast starting by daytime, the shayla is by the 3 weeks. Do we assume that the night before the fast of the 3 weeks, do we assume, is it usher to have music or have a wedding? That was a famous shayla that was asked to the shul asher of Moshe. So Rav Moshe said, maybe it's talking machlokas rishonim between the Baal Mor and other rishonim, if you say anina by nighttime. And Rav Moshe thought to bring a raya from the Baal Mor over here, that we see that there's a chilik fundamentally, that eating is fundamentally part of when the fast is starting on a derabanan level, on a derabanan fasts. So therefore, the fast doesn't start till the night before. Moshe says, maybe that's not enough. So he says, when the minhag wasn't a moti Shabbos, where it doesn't happen often, then you can be maker. Shlomo Zalman disagreed with this, and Rav Soloveitchik also disagreed with this. Rav Soloveitchik, fundamentally, it's all one fast. It's too hard for us to do it. Rav Soloveitchik thought that Bishasam Shmad, when the things that I think they're on the Holocaust time, that he thought that a person would have Medina Achiyuv to fast the night before. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that way, that even Ibn Manazeb, based on the Shla, that a Baal Nefesh should be Machmir, that obviously this means for very high probability, whatever people do this nowadays, to fast even the night before on all the Dalat Taneos, on all the far fast days like Aser B'Tavis. Lamaisa, we don't hold that, but for some of them, clearly it's part of the fast. The Soloveitchik held that also. It's clearly part of this sad time period the night before, and therefore all the lachas of the 3 weeks should apply the night before. That's Rosh Zalman, that's Soloveitchik. They were both Machmir in the Shaila. So the Gemara continues, Eladi Dach, but according to you, again, either way, so again, going back to the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov was saying, if for reference to nighttime, which is mutter to eat, and daytime is not, so too, but we could see that nighttime is going to be Aser Basias Malacha, and daytime is going to be Mutter Basias Malacha. So the Gemara asks, Hei Chiyash Kachani Yamama Gufa De Pagabei Rabbanan, but where do we see that the day itself, You make a chilek between Netzacham only from Netzacham, but the day starts at Lo Shachar, the Lo Shachar, why is it that you say that it's mutter? So the Gemara says, the Gemara responds, Amar Lei, Sir Yudah responded to Belezer and Yaakov, Hu Atzmei Ochiach, the day itself, the 14th, I can make a chilek. Shemitaso, mutter ba'achilas matzah, part of the day is subject to the Isser of Chametz, Umitaso, Asr ba'achilas matzah, while some of it is going to be mutter to eat Chametz. So the Gemara asks, Shapir Kamar Lei, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yazar, that's a very good point that he responded. That's right, that meaning up until the 6th hour, you're allowed to eat Midaraisa, the Rabbanon earlier, but Midaraisa, you're allowed to eat until 6 hours. And after that is the chilek itself, midaraisa exists. So the Gemara says, "Halchikam Rabbi Lezer." This is how Rabbi Lezer responds to Rabbi Yehuda. Aminalach ana malacha derabanan. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a din derabanan of the Isra malacha. That the morning is clearly an Isra malacha is only an Isra on Erev Pesach is Isra derabanan. V'atamat lechametz deraisa, but a chilek deraisa about eating chametz, you can't compare de'adach asar achmana v'achal ashar achmana. So the Gemara says that Isra deraisa and Isra derabanan are completely different points. You can't make a chilek between Isra deraisa and Isra derabanan. There's no raya from that. So the Gemara says. That's a good point. So the Gemara says, "V'idach." So how would Rabbi Yehuda respond to that? Shalos Rabbanan. No, really, we do see a chilek even mid Rabbanan that the machlokes are made Rabbi Yehuda exactly when the eating. We'll get to that Mishnah later and an analysis of that Mishnah. But you're allowed. The Maisa, everyone agrees that we pushed up the chatzos time of when you're allowed to eat the chametz. We pushed it up 2 hours, let's say, or whatever, 1 hour. We're going to see when you push off when you're allowed to eat the chametz on Erev Pesach. So that din is all Rabbanan. So we see intrinsically mid Rabbanan is a chilek in the day itself. So the Gemara says, how would Rabbi Lezer respond to that? Or how would he refute that response? V'idach, Rabbi Lezer would respond, Harchakah u'david Rabbanan l'daraisa. No, you can't compare those two cases about Asiyas Malacha kol kulo is Isra Rabbanan, sounds like. However, when it comes to the Asiyah, the over here, eating chametz, you can't compare, because that's a siyag daraisa, that's a siyag to stop you from doing Isra daraisa, that would be more machbir. Since there's protecting the din daraisa, you can't compare that to the din of Erev Pesach. So therefore, we have no response, okay? And going back for our purposes, we don't have a raya against the one who holds that the original question of what we asked this question was the point was to say that we were asking Akasha and Rav Huna that or means day and not nighttime, and then we end up answering it. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll pick up with the next Mesiv, the next question about or, we'll pick up Bez Hashem from there tomorrow.